Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, family. Shalom. This is where we will see the end. All praises to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. To our Elohim, to the great I Am, to the Ancient of Days. All praises. So I got a little treat. I'm going to see if I can make this happen by the will of the Father. It's time to blow the shofar, for the trumpets are now here for us to do what we need to do, to stand up for the Father. Hold on. One more time. All praises. All praises. Let me catch my breath. All praises. All praises. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you. All praises. Could not have done any of that without him, without his breath, without his daily bread. Family, family, family. So the observations of today are, we see the heathen raging. And it's so interesting to watch so many of them come into the truth. It's as if they are kicking against a prick. They are fighting against themselves to accept this truth. The kind of folks, they're being exposed. It's funny, I saw today several of them wearing their yarmulkes, their little beanies. You know what I'm saying? It's funny. It reminds me of the beanies with the little helicopter thing on the back. I'm just waiting to see one do that, you know, but I just thought that was funny. But, So now you all about it. So what? You want people to see you as righteous? And I'm not going to harp on them too long, but it's interesting to watch. There's no way. It's just, you know, characteristics and character, there is no way they are who they say they are. You don't do the things that you do, that they do, and be a righteous group. You just don't. Like, that in and of itself negates them. Like that negates them. And the whole world has, you know, our Father is, our majesty is so unfathomably great. He has unveiled the sorcery of those kind of people. He has unveiled it in such a way that there's nothing that can be said. There's no character in it. There's no character of the Father in it, in them. You know, there is just none. And, you know, here's the deal with us. We just need to stand down. We just need to sit back and now watch the show. Because what I keep seeing is the Christians, what I keep seeing is the Christians, the Arabs, the kind of folks going at each other, coming up against each other, saying that it just can't, even the Indos, it, like, this is just wrong. They can't do that. They're blowing up hospitals. And they stop just short of saying, how are they the people? They stop just short, like, just short. Which allows the other nations, whom they are all in cahoots with, to just keep that peace out of it. Because soon what we're going to hear, what the rumblings are going to come out and start to say is, prove that you are the people, because your actions don't. I had a conversation with a fellow today, and that's the very thing I said. I said, whoa, 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 whoa. I said, well, how is it that by characteristics and character based on scripture, and he had to come, he was like, yeah, I mean, you know. And that's all, you know, I didn't even get into all of it because it's not even necessary at this point. I'm not trying to sway anybody's opinion of who anybody is. I don't give two of who people are at this point. All I care about is who I am. See, used to be early on within this seven-year time, this seven-year awakening, this seven-year journey, you know, it used to be a time I was bad about it. I was like, yo, you got to know, you are this, and you, now I don't know who anybody is. And more, matter of fact, I don't care. I just care about my business. And that's what this is about. This is about is true Israel's business, the nation's business, and our Father's business. And right now, what the Father is telling me is that it's his turn. It's his business now. It's now his business. What we are to do is to entertain our business. That means make sure that we're doing the right thing, making sure that we treating people right, making sure that we talking righteously, making sure that we're walking righteously. We can see, we don't have to continue to tell the world, we don't have to continue to show the world the unrighteousness of itself. The Father has brought the mirror out, the big mirror. He has put the mirror in front of them. And he has said, look, come and see. And they're like, whoa, we don't want to see. We don't like what we see because we ugly. And the Father said, it don't matter. Come and see. And that's why they're now going, you know, this is wrong. And, you know, they're fighting against each other because they're fighting against each other to come and see. We're behind the mirror. This is a, you know, the mirror, what is it? It's a double mirror, you know, double-sided mirror, like not double-sided mirror, whatever, you know, like they got up in the joint. You know what I'm saying? Not that I've been there, but you know what I'm saying? Where you can see them, but they can't see us. It looks like a mirror to them. This is what's happening now. We're being able to see them because the sorcery is off of us. Why? Because we have been crying out to our Father for justice, for righteousness. And they never really paid us any attention over the last 7 years. They never heard, they never cared, they never paid us any attention about our cries. They never have. And now they still don't, but what's happening is that their cries are becoming louder. And their cries isn't for justice. Their cries is for forgiveness only as much as it allows them not to see who they are, who they were, who they will be. And as we continue to traverse this, and again, time out, this isn't everybody. Listen, I've got good friends or, you know, I've had good friends that are of the kind of sort. I have good friends that are of the Germanic sort. I have good friends that are of the Indo sort. Play soccer with a lot of them. You know, I have friends that are of the Israel sort and the Hemetic sort. So I know that it's not everybody. I know emphatically in my spirit, deep in it, that it's not everyone, like the camps be trying to portray all this and all that. No, what this is about is the leadership. It is the veil of the leadership. Now, all of them, everyone who has taken the oaths, taken the choice, taken the chance to lead people through the Piscean age. See, and this is what's happening. They are still trying to, these leaders of all these nations, black, let's just use the coloration, black, white, Puerto Rican, Haitian, okay? Puerto Rican, Indo, Khazarian, Germanic, European, Asian, African, and India Supreme. They all, that's an absolute, all are corrupted. Why? Because as we know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. You can't go into these leaderships trying to change and do the righteous thing. You can't. Why? Because you will be corrupted. Why? Absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why, you know, it's like when we want to go, as knowing what we know now, we go into situations, go into groups or whatever, and we start trying to talk. They won't have anything to do with us because what we're doing is abrasive to them. And in order for us to be part of the grouping, we have to not be abrasive, meaning we either have to leave or endure. And a lot of times, whilst in the Piscean age, when we were still in captivity, mentally, when we were still, I'm going to say it like this, I'm going to start saying it like this, when we were in mental bondage, okay, because people go, yeah, you weren't a slave, captivity, we ain't talking about physical, you already put us through that. Now it was mental. Matter of fact, it wasn't even mental, it was straight up spiritual bondage. When we were in spiritual bondage, when our free will was enslaved, we had to either get along to go along or suffer. And some of us suffered because the Father wasn't even letting us get along to go along. He let some of us, but for us that now are in this walk, that now understand who we are, I would venture to say, and I'm not even really going out on a limb here, that a lot of us, who even listen to me, who listens to all the other brethren, those that have awoken, even the camp, that we were never given those opportunities. I remember I was in Clark Atlanta University, and I was always trying to be, so for every university I went to, and I went to three, played ball at one, got my education at a HBCU in terms of my major, and I finished off at Delaware because that's where I went pro. And every time I wanted to be in a Greek, I wanted to be a Greek. And father was like, nah, nigga, you ain't going to be no Greek. And everything that I've gone through has set me up for, like, I was destined to do this. I was destined here on 10/18/2023 to have this conversation with thee. This is what I was destined to do. And I'm sure many others were destined to do things righteously at this time, to be able to see things righteously at this time. And this is where a lot of people who are not as far along in our walk, in their walk, as us, as I, they can't really get with the next phase. So what's the next phase? Okay, so we've, you know, these leaders, this is why they got to go down, because they're trying to keep the Piscean age alive through the Aquarius age. And you can't. Listen, the and I said this to the fellow today too. I said, listen, the Piscean age is teach a man to fish, he won't be hungry. A man has to lead you. Why? Because the whole world was complicit in the destruction of the Messiah, of our Messiah. So because of that, wickedry was abound. And in order for a righteous light to be able to traverse through a wicked world, someone had to lead them. Because the spirit was taken. Because the spirit, the righteous spirit is not going to be, it's not going to take room or not be in the same realm as the wicked and not destroy it. And because the wicked, the world was given into the hand of the wicked, the spirit was taken. But the Father, in his infinite wisdom, infinite majesty, infinite grace and mercy on his people, true Israel, the Hebrews, the 12 tribes, okay, he allowed the spirit to still be with us through one or two or three or four of us to lead us. And this is what transpired throughout the Piscean age. Some man had to lead us. Now, what does that look like? It wasn't like a Pied Piper leading. It was someone said something and it resonated within your spirit. It might have been dormant for a minute, but it resonated. It resonated. So when it was time for the spirit to now come and fight, when it was time for the actual spiritual war to not commence, because it's been going on, but to actually begin to win the hearts of men, the hearts of the 12 tribes, and awaken true Israel, that seed, that resonance back in the day that man or that person led you to was able to germinate. And you were able to awake in a completely different realm. Now, why am I saying that? Because what they're doing is that they're still trying to say that we need to be led by them at a time when this, at a time where this being the Aquarius age, where knowledge is outpouring. There's so much knowledge out here, the internet. You know, they thought that, oh, let's just make it all porn. You know, let's make it all porn and debaucherous. Well, the Father was like, okay, well, I'm going to make sure that I got you, that you put all of my scriptures on here in a stammering tongue, no less. So ain't going to be no tomfoolery of what is this and what is that. Because when my people wake up and I start showing them these words, these proper words, and my spirit start living in them under these proper words, it'll be a completely different show. And that's what you got going on right now. The whole world is in, you know, it's like Africa. It's always been about us. The time clock has always been about us, as Jude always says. And it's the facts. Because if you look at our growth and maturity and maturation within our own spiritual walk and endeavors, when we were in spiritual captivity, the whole world was. They were just deaf and dumb. They let these people run all over them. They allowed the Khazarian, Germanic, Indo-Europeans to put them in perpetual fear. They feared us. They feared them. All they wanted to do was do some drugs and go to the beach. That's it. They wanted to have sex, go to the beach, drink, you know, just be debaucherous. And that's to be expected when you have enslaved the actual spirit of the true people. There's nobody here to discern things and bring righteousness forth. There's nobody. So the whole world was given into the hand of the wicked. Now we're moving into the Aquarius age, and everybody's struggling with that. Like I said, they're walking up to the mirror, and the father says, see how you look? And it's funny, and my point on that is it's interesting because when there was this thing on TikTok or Instagram or Short or something, and showing people in an ultraviolet camera putting on the Germanic people, the Khazar and Germanic people, not the Indo, but the Khazar and Germanic people, putting on sunscreen. And the sunscreen, although it's poisonous to us, it's killing them. But, you know, it defeats the purpose of getting true sun. But that's their whole deal. But it showed that under ultraviolet light, that is dark. They were looking at themselves going, what? And then when you take the sunscreen off and you look at them through ultraviolet light, this is what it was saying. You can see all the imperfections. But when you had Negroes under ultraviolet light, there was no imperfection. It was an amazing thing. Yeah, people, y'all need to check that out. Go look up that. Go look it up. I mean, if I find it, I'll stick it in the community section. But they're now having to see themselves, the good, the bad, the ugly. They have to see themselves, just like we had to see ourselves. And now in a play on life that the Most High has brought forth, this play on life, now we are looking great and they are not so much. And this isn't to browbeat them or bring them low. No, this is to now give them the opportunity to see an error. See, the error is what we were here, we were created to do for the world, and we were brought back to do for this world, to show their error. That's why they have problems talking about everything that they've done to us, because that was an error. It was a grave error. So they put all their hopes and their trust and their lives, and they put their souls on Ish, being the people. And because they did that, now they're going, well, Ish is over here killing everybody, and they're unrepentant. They don't care about life. They'll blow up a hospital. They'll blow up civilians. And the whole world has seen this at a time where we have we have gone up a rung in Jacob's ladder. And, you know, we have, as a people who listen to us, and I am nobody, but people who listen and this word resonates, when we've gone through the esoteric, the exoteric, we've gone through all the 66, the 80, we've gone through the books of the Mormons, so-called. We've gone into Manly P. Hall. We've gone into Albert Pike. We've gone into Zeitgeist. We've gone into The Secret. We've gone into their Christianity, to their Buddhism, to their Islam, their Judaism. We've gone into that. The Zohar, the Kabbalah, the history books. And it's almost been like... This is a crash course for us, a crash course. A few years ago when I was trying to explain these things to people, it never really came out right. Why? And I'm talking about to my family, to my dad, to other folks, you know, it didn't really resonate with them because things had not gotten to the point that they're in now. And now I don't need to tell them anything because it's not about me. And this is even for everybody. Anyone listen, I'm not here trying to tell you what you need to do or what you need to know. No, I am an observationist. The Father has given me deep thoughts. And in those deep thoughts, he has allowed me answers. And those answers, he has allowed me the ability to communicate them. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm not out trying to sell anybody anything. Matter of fact, I don't care about what's going on. I don't care about selling. This is, for me, Wednesday nights are my avenue to truly expound on what the, on my deep feelings and deep thoughts and the questions and the answers that the Father has given me. I feel like, and this is just me, and I have no problems with other brethren doing what they do and sisters doing what they do. But for me, all the time is a dilution of the Father. And it's not really a dilution of his word or him. It's a dilution of the Father because we have to give everyone time to gain understanding themselves, to be able to self-reflect, self-convict, and self-correct. But if we are constantly giving out the nuances of the journey without, you know, so if I'm, I don't know, let's say that I'm a mile ahead of you and let's say back in the day, because this is a good example. Back in the day, you know, my dad had a CB and all that, and my godfather had a CB. And they'd be driving up and down 95, 85, whatever, all over with their CBs on. And my dad would pass my godfather and vice versa, and they'd be driving up. And, you know, they'd be like, yo, Smokey's up here, or, you know, this is where the bathroom's at, or this is the gas place. And well, my, you know, that's good for that, but we hadn't gotten that far. We didn't know. You know, we didn't have the opportunity to see that for ourselves, to find that information out for ourselves. But thankfully, they did let us know, you know, especially about Smokey, right? You know, the man, you know. But at the same time, that's just how I feel. Like I'm not, you know, if I could do this every day, I think I would, but it's not necessary for me. I'm saying for me to do it, because there's other brethren picking up that mantle, picking up that, you know, picking it up on those other days. And I give all grace, all great grace and praise to the Father for allowing this to happen the way that he's allowing it to happen. My thing is, it'll come Wednesdays, I'm just about it. I'm just trying to give an observation of what I've seen within a week. So what you're getting from me is Wednesday to Wednesday observation of the world. And then I apply it to scriptures because and then, you know, what's funny is right after this, I put this out, I'll do this and I put it out and boom, something else happens. And I'm going, oh, I got to say something. And I'm like, well, I just got to wait. Because now I've got to observe to see how this actually is going to affect us. So instead of saying, oh, this is the thing, you know, just like, yeah, it's bombing stuff. Yeah, they bombing stuff, but what's the effect? Now we get to see the effect. The effect of them bombing is that the world is against them. Now I get something that, to me, that's something to talk about. You know what I'm saying? That's something to discuss because that goes hand in hand to scriptures. And that is the observation that many of us who are in this walk understand, but many of us who are not in this walk are perplexed by. That's why the Father has this two-way. Is it a two-way? One-way mirror? No, two-way. Ah, scoff. This mirror that we're able to see now. And then there's people who on the other side, the other nations who are strong enough to come up into this mirror and go, you know what? I am ugly. I need to change. I need to go clean my face. I need to clean myself. Matter of fact, where are those people? Is this a one? I got to figure out that mirror type thing, what the actual word is. But then they'll look at it and they'll say, well, look, I'm going to clean myself. They go back. They clean themselves. They're looking better. And then they find out, hey, you can go around this mirror and be on the other side. And then they find out that we're on the other side, and they're like, oh, all praises. And the Father's that's what the Father's doing. He wants everybody to come to the other side. But the world, the world can't, because they don't want to see their error. They don't want to see their ugliness. We had to see our ugliness. Shoot, you know how ugly it is for us to realize that we killed our Messiah? What in the hell is wrong with us? What was wrong with us? That's an error. You talk about an error? Shoot, that's an error. And to realize that, and to repent for that, and repent for our fathers for doing that, even though they were the ones that did it, we had to repent for them. That's huge. That's huge. But the other nations, they don't want to repent for nothing. Wasn't me. I didn't do this. I don't know what you're talking about. And then they got that look on their face when we go, okay, we don't want to vote. It's like I said to this dude, I said, you know, the only way that things are going to change in this world is if the United States of American citizens who can vote don't vote and don't pay their income tax. And the guy was like, well, you know, you're still going to pay your tax. You're still going to get taxed on your, you know, when you go to your work and all that. I was like, yeah. But the income tax, if our nation stopped paying taxes and stopped voting, that sends a signal. Oh, well, shoot, they don't want to. Think of it. We got zero votes for Trump, zero votes for Biden. Our nation is upset at us. You don't think that would put a fire up underneath their ass? For sure it would. Then they turn around and go, we ain't got no money. Listen, they have been making money off of our money. The money that we give to them, they make money off of. Again, I've said this many, 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 many times. 360 million people in America, they've spent damn near $500 billion on war. The UN, it runs off of $3 billion. The US has trillions of dollars, and all they do, this government, is use it to kill, steal, and destroy. Character, characteristics. And Biden, that dude, that's who I got to, that's my choice. I'd rather not. Trump, that's my choice. I'd rather not. Matter of fact, any of them, those are my choices. I'd rather not. Now, can't be just me not doing my income tax, or they'll come and beat me in the head, take me down, you know. So I got to pay my income tax until we all don't. I mean, that's as simple as that. But voting, that's something I can do on my own. And it's funny, the other day I got this text, and it came in my notifications on my phone that said something about, hey, this is the blacks, and can we count on you to vote? And I was like, what? And I said, don't start this. This is how I said it to myself, but I said it to my phone. Don't start this. Why are you texting me? I'm not voting for your madness. And I went throughout the day. I didn't clear my notifications, whatever. And finally, I saw it again at the end of the day. And I got to my car and I said, I'm gonna text these fools and tell them and give them a piece of my mind. I went to my text, gone. Never was there. I didn't delete it. I didn't believe it. I found that very interesting. The father is blocking these cats. He is showing us himself. He is showing us through this world. He's showing us how he is working for us, because he knew that vexes me. He knows what vexes me. And he's just pushing that to the side. No, take that away. I ain't got time for him to be vexed over y'all's BS. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep him on the straight and narrow, and I'm going to take that away. And this is why, you know, we got to be eating off our own bread. This is why, you know, we got to set up our own bakeries. This is a bakery. This is Brother Moriel, a.k.a. this is Brother Williams, a.k.a. Moriel's Bakery. This is my bakery. Matter of fact, this is I am franchisee. This is a franchise bakery of the Father. That's what this here is. This here is the Father's bakery. I am just a franchise owner. And I could be kicked out at any time. So I do not take owning, managing this bakery lightly. I just don't. And it's funny, he gave me that understanding the other day. And that's why he was like, say it, put that out there. Because this is the time now for us to start baking our own bread. This is what it's about. Because the world's bread is so tainted and so moldy and so full of shite that it is unbelievable what they have given us to eat. Unbelievable. Just pure unbelievableness. Unbelievable. I mean, there's just no words for the crap, figuratively and literally, the crap that they put in their word. We've seen it. We've read it. It's full of crap. We've listened to them. It's full of crap. A rapture? What in the hell thought process is it that the Christian church would believe that it's going to be raptured out of judgment? What? That's not biblical. And they're the ones that they're the brethren. Yeshua is coming back to judge the nation. So why would the nations think that they're going to be raptured out of the judgment that the Messiah is coming back to judge them because of? It's the same thing as Ish. Why Ashkenaz in the table in Genesis, in the table, is of Japheth? Where was that missed? How does that get missed? That's sorcery, right? Straight up, straight down sorcery. Japheth is not Shem. This is the ignorance of the world. They don't know who's who. And it's to be expected, of course, because they've muddied the waters. They've broken the mirror. The Father had to put the mirror back together here at the end and let them see themselves. And they don't like what they see. That's what the Trinity has always been about. The Trinity. Ashkenaz, Judaism, Pope, Catholicism, Christianity, and the wild man, Ishmael, Muslim, the Buddhists and the Hindus, that's just straight up Ashtar. None of, and then people say, well, the Buddha didn't, listen, the Buddhist got that from us. All that stuff's from us, so they didn't come up with that on their own. No one has come up with, and this is another telltale sign of how you know what's what. None of the world would know anything of religion or spirituality if it wasn't for Israel, if it wasn't for Abraham. Let's just say that. If it wasn't for Abraham, they wouldn't even understand any of this. But somehow the Abraham seed is destroyed. The creator destroyed their God who gave their Elohim, who gave them a covenant, destroyed them and then lifted up the people who, let me slow down. somehow the world has been taught that Abraham's seed, the covenant that the Creator made with Abraham, destroyed his seed by using the nations to do so, only to raise the nations up to be saved. Does that even make any sense? So the victimizers become the victims. So it goes back to the Trinity. They couldn't have, you know, our nation, true Israel, had a balance, always has balance, man, woman, balance, okay? Always. Our sisters were doing things just like our brothers were. Everybody was living righteously until they weren't. In our culture, okay, the nations didn't want to proclaim our women as balanced equals in righteousness. They wanted them to be docile and sanctified separately, almost like what? An idol. Okay? Is idol worship, women, idol worship, just is what it is. This is how the nations have bamboozled us, by making women idols. Okay? So that they can then say, oh, well, the Trinity is men. It's us. Ashkenaz. And you can sit back and you can see them sitting at a table going over in Constantinople, which is Istanbul, which is Turkey, in 325, talking about, look, we can't have these, we can't be talking about the culture, these women, because in our culture, women ain't jack boom. They ain't nothing. So we can't bring that in, because in our women will rise up against us. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to create this Trinity, and we will allow the Trinity to be the Judaisms. Now, they came late to the game, okay? The Judaisms, the Ashkenaz, came later on, okay? Now, I was explaining this today, the history of the Ashkenaz is Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan was warring against Khazaria, the Ashkenazi, okay? That's the history they don't talk about either, okay? That's why Russia understands all this. Russia's not dumb, just like China's not dumb, because all of them were part of Genghis Khan fighting against the Ashkenaz, okay? So they came later, and they got put into this Trinity, Judaism. They always get in our face. The big three is Judaism, Islam, and Christianity, all from Abraham. There's your Trinity. Because in true scripture, it ain't but one. It's the Father. And then his spirit, his son made flesh, his spirit made flesh. So this Trinity thing is what he's got to destroy as well. And that's what he's doing. He's going to take down Ashkenaz first. He's going to take down the Pope. And it might not even be like a first, second, third. It might be all at once. Boom. He might just do it all at once. But he's going to leave Ishmael to the end. See, we thinking... We got to remember that Ishmael, you know, yeah, they had their, they did their dirt, and they still do their dirt. But Ishmael has had, but the Judaisms and the Christians have done a terrible thing against them too. So they got to, you know, those two going to pay first all at once. Then Ishmael. And the Trinity will be broken. And this we will all be able to see if we continue to eat our bread, our daily bread. Because this is what it's about. It's about our bread. This is why when we started baking our bread and start reading ourselves and interpreting things ourselves through our daily bread, through our own spirit, look where the world has gone. The world has gone left and south quickly. Quickly. And yeah, you know, the 400 years, yeah. But that also is part and parcel of what I'm saying. 400 years was up. We started crying out. We start saying in boldness, we are the people of the book. And that manifestation of truth, along with our spirit, because it was free, basically along with our free will, because now we got our free will, our free spirit back. Look at where the world's gone. I mean, shoot, in the last 3 years alone, look at where it's gone. Now we, you know, what is it, last year or year before? Well, maybe last year, I don't remember. I mean, I can't keep up with the Gentiles and the heathens wars. But all of a sudden, there was a war in Ukraine. They had to take all this money out of our pockets and give to them people who, mind you, have been getting stipend like a damn, like this Social Security, like we're paying them $300,000 a month or a year to live, those folks in Ukraine. That's why dirty t-shirt, as Spiritual Light passing through says, dirty t-shirt man is begging. This thing is about to implode on them. And I said it last week, I said again, ain't no nuclear bomb going to go down over here. This is the promised land. Okay? He's not, the land has done nothing to the Father to warrant its distress of nuclear war. He can destroy man without nuclear fusion fire. He don't even need that. I mean, look, he can just let the sun do its thing. I mean, this whole concept of fear is what is about to destroy the minds of the people who want to maintain the Piscean age. This is the separation. In the age of Aquarius, there's no fear because you have knowledge, and knowledge begets wisdom. But in the Piscean age, you didn't have knowledge, and you didn't have any wisdom. You only had the knowledge and wisdom from a man, from a church. And where they at today? Where they at today? And that's why this is important for us, the individuals, to truly get on their game and maintain the will of the Father. Stay in the will of the Father. Continue to eat your bread. Continue to treat people right, in particular and specifically your brothers and sisters. Continue to discern the spirits in the Gentiles, because they can be grafted in. And we ain't got nothing to do with that. If the Father wants this one or that one or that one or this one to be grafted in, who the hell are we to say no? That's what got us in the issue that we in today now. So let them be grafted in. They're going to have to adhere to what we – they're going to have to eat off our bread. Because they're not coming in to, oh, well, listen, I'm going to come in here and we're going to add some pimento cheese to this bread. Nigga, please. Ain't no go, but more pimento cheese. Listen, this is, no, no, you just need the dough like I tell you, like I said so. Done. Because this is how it's going down. Like there's no more of them coming in and trying to tell, explain, change, review, supervise, manage anything about this bakery. Now, they can be heard. Shoot, they can even have a platform. But it's not going to be their way. It's just not. You know what's giving me pause right now about this Israel Palestine thing is going all in for either one. No, well, definitely not Ish, but going all in for the Palestinians, because, you know, didn't nobody really care about us? Like Michael Jackson said, don't nobody care about us. And this isn't the time for us to be caring about other people. That may seem arrogant, confidence, cocky, whatever, but this isn't the time for that. This is like, we're in the midst of the final exam. We are group studying, but we're also doing our own individual studying. And because we're individually studying, we don't need nobody to tell us how to study, what to study. They need us to tell them what to study, how to study. So we are now at the maturation of graduation, but we have to finish up this last bit of school. Yep, we'd have made it up another rung of Jacob's ladder. Now we get to see from a higher vantage point the whole world. You know, think about these steps we've taken. We took some steps and we saw our area, then we saw our nation, then we saw, you know, South America, Central America, then, you know, we saw Asia, then we saw Africa, then we saw Europe. Now we get to see the whole world. Now we get to see Antarctica. Now we get to see North Pole, South Pole. Now we get to see from a vantage point, from a distance that not many have ever seen. That's why when they go up in there and they're talking about their astronauts, those astronauts, they, I'm sure those astronauts are got problems, got mental problems because what they see. Because see, we can see through the dark. The light can see through the dark. But the darkness can't. So if they're dark going up into the darkness, they all they see is fear. All they feel is fear. See, we get to traverse the darkness through the spirit. They didn't have the spirit in order to do what they say they do, so many a times they lied. But we're being raised up to be able to manifest spiritually, metaphysically, into another being, to be able to go to different planets, to go to other realms. Because that's what we've always done. They're the ones that could never do that. That's what all this is about. They wanted to be us. We wanted to be them. Matter of fact, it's the converse. We wanted to be them. Then they were like, yo, these niggas want to be us. Well, why don't we be them? And why do I say that? Remember Jacob talking to Isaac to get the blessing? He said, I am Esau. And Esau was pissed. Then Esau after that was like, yo, I am, what's Esau saying today? I am Jacob. See, this whole thing is convoluted madness of identity theft. That's why it is very, 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 very important to eat our own daily bread, to get back to our bakery. It's extremely important. All right, let's get at this here reading. And today, and listen, I'm going to be doing some more of the Third Testament. It is just my brother Yaquab is all about it, and I am too. I'm going to take that conjunction away. My brother Yaquab is all about it, and I am too. Yet, I think that for me, this is just me in the Third Testament, it's speaking to me. I will tell people to read it so that it speaks to you. And I will bring some out when the Father says so. But that's showing me something different than a lot of brethren. It's showing me that, you know, let me just give you a quick synopsis of what I see. There's going to be a point where the madness, as we know in Second Baruch, is going to be here, the all the woes together at the very end, where people are going to be mentally incapacitated. And to me, what the Third Testament is doing is giving me strength of character and purpose to know that there's going to be a point where I'm going to have to pick some people up. I'm going to have to help people that is in a mental state. And I don't know how that's going to look, but that's what it's telling me. It's giving me the blueprint, if you will, of as Yeshua comes and after Yeshua comes, and the fallout and the effect of that and what that looks like. And I know that, and that's why it's saying, hey, treat everybody the way you need to be treated. You know, do the right thing, treat people right. And that's why it's saying, hey, all men at this point, at that point, all men and women are of the Father, because the Father, if you have made it to that point, then yes, you are, because the Father has spared you. But right now, on this side of the line, He's separating us from those that's going to get punished, and rightfully so, okay, and rightfully so. This ain't even a secret, because we got punished, they got to get punished, so therefore we all punished, so we all have some understanding. Those that withstand the punishment, those that have gone through the punishment and the totality of the punishment, then He can lift them up. Then they'll be prepared, ready to come into the kingdom to come. And those of us, we ain't got time to be waiting and wanting and hoping and saying, you know what, I can't wait for these people to get. Listen, I just want justice, however way that's going to look and who that's going to look to or be for, got nothing to do with me. That's the Father's business. My business is to cry out, wanting something more. You not tired yet. I am. I'm tired of an unrighteous world. I'm tired of a wicked world. I'm tired of, it's like you got to, you know, they sell an air, they sell water, they sell land. Those are the things that the Father has given freely to me, to you, to us. So for them to put, and who are them? Those that rule. Who's ruling? Not me. So that ain't got nothing to do with me. So at the end, when judgment comes, it's going to be for those that are in rulership. Who's ruling? Not me. I don't rule. That's why I'm ruling my small little kingdom. You know, I'm ruling what I can rule righteously. And then if we all rule what we have righteously, then when it's all said and done, then that's the collective consciousness. That's how it changes. There's your esoteric belief, your metaphysics, your kingdom to come. And that's just a mind of a Pisces, because, you know, I feel like I've done all this before. And like, you know, now I'm at the end of it all. I mean, I don't know how many, I feel like I've lived three lives, childhood, middle, and now late age. And I'm in the third life, which is why the Third Testament resonates with me. I mean, I can't go back, you know. It's what's that song? Oh, share, oh, old share. If I could turn back time. Yeah, if you can't. You can't turn back time. So you can't be, you know, you need to, you know, this is why we have moved so far ahead, because we have repented from those times. Because we know there's nothing we can do about it. The only thing that we can do about what we've done is repent. Not lie about it, but I digress. Let's get to it. Jeremiah 51. Thus say Just thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up against Babylon and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me, a destroying wind, and will send unto Babylon fanners that shall fan her and shall empty her land. For in the day of trouble, they shall be against her round about. Now, Babylon is the world. It's the world system. So they're around. Who runs the world system? Those folks that say they are, that aren't. So they're being surrounded. Who also says they run the system? These fools that say that they own something. They found something that was, you know, they found something. They also being surrounded, you know, even from the inside. You don't think there's sleeper cells up in here? We know the immigrants that's coming up in here, all men, ain't no women and children. Same, you know, I mean, this isn't even hard. Against him that bendeth, let the archer bend his bow, and against him that lifteth himself up in his brigadine, which is armor, okay? And spare ye not her young men, destroy ye utterly all her hosts. So that's them going to war. Thus the slain shall fall in the land of the Chaldeans, and they that are thrust through in her streets. This is the land of the Chaldeans. The whole earth is the land of the Chaldeans. Why? Because they rule it. For Israel hath not been forsaken, nor Judah of his God, or of the Lord of hosts, through their land, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. Flee out of the midst of Babylon. Now, again, system, come up out of her system. That don't mean come up out of your land. Don't be a fool. Come up out of the system of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Father's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. Babylon hath been a golden cup in the Father's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine. Therefore, the nations are mad. Let's look at that for a second. The system has made all the nations mad. What is the system? Who rules the system? We know who rules the system. That's what's going on right now, today. Matter of fact, that is why everything is happening the way it's happening today. Because Babylon, the system, those that run it and rule it, are being exposed and are being brought down. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her, take balm for her pain. If so be she may be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her, and let us go everyone into his own country. For her judgment reacheth unto heaven, and is lifted up even to the sky. See, okay, so here we go. I don't see nothing but her rapture reaches up to heaven. But, you know, the Gentiles will say, oh, well, this was Babylon back when Daniel. This was that time in Babylon. Listen, things go in cycles. The Father does nothing new under the sun. The same thing that he did then, he's going to do now. Every time that there's every Gentile nation has been judged accordingly, similarly. So what makes you think that the way he judged Babylon then, as well as Egypt, or Mizraim, he's not going to do that now? Why would he have to reinvent the wheel? He could. Man is not so strong that, you know, matter of fact, we are weak. We're the only species on the planet that has not yet evolved. We are the only rational being on the earth that has not evolved. And that's because the ones that were evolved or set up to evolve the world was brought low. And those that were had the inability to evolve was brought high. Hence why things have to change. Not that they got to, or could they, or they may. No, they will change. Because the earth, the land is crying out for justice. You know, when they hung our brethren and sisters on these trees, you know, the trees were saddened. And they cried out. When the blood hit the ground, they cried out. The land cried out. When they murdered our brother Messiah and hung him on that tree, the land, the earth, the sky, the water, the trees, the animals all trembled. They won't tell you all that because they want to say, well, he died for our sins. After you murdered him, then you say, well, he died for our sins. No, he didn't die for anybody's sins. He was murdered for the salvation of Yisrael, of the 12 tribes. And because he was murdered for the salvation of the 12 tribes, the sum of the nations, some of his creation of the nations gets to also have salvation. It's as simple as that. This, you know, the word, you know, the bread is not bitter anymore. It's really sweet. So it comes down really nice. As a matter of fact, that's how they made it. They made it sweet. Our people, we had sweet bread. And we made it, and it was tasty. And therefore, we could understand it. We knew exactly how to make it. Now the bread's bitter. Don't really make sense. Really don't taste like bread. Have you had white bread today? I don't even eat that mess. Rye? I don't even eat that mess. So you know, this is what... Eating our bread is the key of what's going on now. Yes, the history of these people are being exposed. Bring it on. Bring it out. Bring it out. But don't get lost in that. Don't get lost there. Don't sit there. You know, keep going forward. Recognize that, yeah, the Father's judging these people for all of the things that they've done. But let's keep moving forward. Let's get up the ladder. Let's get back to the Father. Let's get to the kingdom to come. That's our task. We don't have to worry about what these heathen doing. These heathen ain't got a clue. They are lost in the sauce. And the sauce is bitter. It, you know, they got all types of, they put their hand. Have you ever seen going to these other countries, India in particular, and they out there and they in the cart, they got their little cart and they making food and they got their hand all in it, their foot all in it. Oh, God. I mean, that's not our people. We were clean. We ensured that the bread was right. But we then went off and, you know, leaven came in and we unleavened our bread. Or we leavened our bread. Make sure I'm saying that right. Right. Sour. Leaven is sourdough. Yeah. Leaven symbolizes evil influences elsewhere. Right. So a little leaven, leaven's the whole bunch. The whole dough, the whole bread. So they have had us eating leavened bread when we now have the opportunity to unleaven our bread. That's right. That's right. That's where we at. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her. Take balm for her pain. If so be she may be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her and let us go everyone into his own country, for her judgment reaches into unto heaven and is lifted up even to the skies. The Father hath brought forth our righteousness. Come and let us declare in Zion the work of the Father, our Elohim. That's what we're doing. He's brought forth our righteousness again. He's cleaning us. Those that crying out to him, those that have been his seed. Now, his spiritual seed, they'll be able to come in, but they're also going to be cleaned. You know, they're going to be declaring Zion, the work. You know, let us declare in Zion the work of our Father, our Elohim. Make bright the arrows, gather the shields. The Father has raised up the spirit of the kings of the Medes. Has he not? For his device is against Babylon, to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of the Father, the vengeance of his temple. His temple, that's us. Set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon. Make the watch strong. Set up the watchmen. Prepare the ambushes. You don't see that we setting in wait, setting the ambush for the nations? For the Father hath both devised and done that which he spake against the inhabitants of Babylon. Has he not? O thou that dwellest upon many waters, abundant in treasures, thine end is come, and the measure of thy covetousness. I mean, we could see that happening now. The Father, the Elohim of hosts, has sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up a shout against thee. He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom. He has stretched out the heaven by his understanding. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapor to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Every man is brutish by his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image, for his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity, the work of errors. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. The position of Jacob is not like them. Here we go. For he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Father of hosts is his name. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. I want to time out for a second. So when you read these scriptures compiled by the Gentile heathens, one thing should start to stick out. Like I said before, if they were the people, then they would have the characteristics of the people. That's one, right? They would have the character of the people. That's two. Also, they would know the name of their Elohim. So what they've done is everywhere in here, they'll do Lord, which we know is their little feudal lords that they had in medieval times, and they'll say God. Now, why is that? Because Lord is so bland, it's so vanilla, and God is so vanilla. You don't know whose God you're working with, you're dealing with. That's why it's important when we started being raised up, we started changing that. And we started using the words that we know of our God, of our Elohim, of our Father. And when we do these, and when we've done that, and when we've done it, the words change. The bread becomes unleavened. Because now we know exactly who we're dealing with, who we are working with. Were the heathens and the Gentiles, they don't. But that's why they're still bamboozled, because what they're trying to do is still use some lies in our scriptures. And it doesn't work anymore. And it's not working. That's why, you know, when you listen to them, they try to use Jacob's trouble, or they try to use Jeremiah and Isaiah, and they try to use the words that we use. It doesn't work. It doesn't come off properly. You know, it's like they're reading this at a kindergarten level, and we're reading it at a spiritual level, a high spiritual level. And then just to be easy, they're reading the word from a carnal level, and we're reading it from a spiritual level. And now, which one's going to be better? Which one is going to resonate? Of course, the spiritual one, not the carnal one. So this is what's going on. This is why when we read these things, we're reading them and changing and talking about, first, let me just back up. We're reading them and interjecting the true creator, the true Father, the true Elohim. We're putting in Yeshua's name, Yahweh Shai, you know, a name other than Lord and Jesus, okay? And we are questioning, we have been given insight and light to see their error of their syntax, where they took things out, where they changed them, where they flipped them upside down, left and right. And we're now able to get our recipe of our bread back. Our recipe. Because they'd have mixed up the recipes. You know, it's like you having your grandma's recipe for biscuits. I'm sure it's good. It's good because I know my granny's biscuits was something out of this world here. You know what I'm saying? My sister got it, you know, and I think my brother got it too. I don't got it. But it's like me going to it's like me going to Cracker Barrel and going, these biscuits are greater than my granny's. No, they're not. And that's what's been going on. We've been eating Cracker Barrel biscuits. We've been eating Cracker Barrel bread thinking that stuff is good. Not even eating our own bread. You know. But now we get to eat our bread, which is the most beautiful thing in the world. To be able to sit back and think of the spiritual ramifications of that when we're making our own bread. Think of how many ancestors, how many of our spiritual ancestors are right there making it with us. When we're using our Father's proper words, proper syntax, and we're talking about it in a proper format, think of all the saints and the righteous spirits and our Elohim's angels that are actually with us. That's what's making this so magnificent and so estranged for the nations.
Oh, I don't know. Ooh, what you talking about? I don't know. I mean, you niggas ain't no...
Well, I mean, I'm just reading the words. I'm just reading.
Oh, but you're perversing the words. You're changing the words.
No. I am putting the words in the proper context after you have changed them. Anyway, that mirror. It's that mirror again. That mirror. It's got them all on edge. They don't like seeing themselves. I'm telling you, that thing, that is, they don't like to see themselves. They don't like that at all. They don't like that at all. But you know what? That mirror, this here, the Father's mirror has got them in a trick bag. And it is nothing nice for them. And it's going to be nothing nice to look at themselves all the way, like they have closed their eyes to everything. And when the Father opens their eyes and they forces it, you know, they walking up to the mirror with their eyes closed going, I don't see nothing. I don't know what you're talking about. And the Father's like, okay, I see you playing these games. You playing, you over here playing with me now. So you're going to do his thing, going to judge him, and their eyes going to be open. And what they going to do? Mourn. Well, I gave you opportunity. But you ain't open your eyes. You chose to mock me. And here we go. Every man is brutish and by his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven images, for his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity, the work of errors. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Father of hosts is his name. The Elohim is his name. Yahuwah is his name. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. And, you know, he don't even have to give us no weapons to do nothing against. All he's got to do is have us say who we are, and it's breaking the nations. And with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider. And with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With thee also will I break in pieces man and woman. And with thee will I break in pieces old and young. And with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock. And with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen. And with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers. And I will render unto Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea all their evil that they have done in Zion. In what? In what? In your sight, saith Yahusha. Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith the Father, which destroyeth all the earth. And I will stretch out my hand upon thee and roll thee down from the rocks, and will make thee a burnt mountain. And they shall not take of thee a stone for a corner, nor a stone for foundations. But thou shalt be desolate forever, saith our Elohim. Set ye up a standard in the land. Blow the trumpet among the nations. That's why it's time. It's time, brothers and sisters. Get yourself a shofar. Go on that line. Get yourself a shofar and start blowing it. Brothers and sisters, get a shofar. You know, when you blow it and you really start blowing it and you come back, that's all praises, because he's giving you the breath to blow a shofar. His shofar. And I will render unto Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea all their evil that they have done in Zion in your sight, saith the Elohim. Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith the Lord, which destroyeth all the earth. And I will stretch out my hand upon thee and roll thee down from the rocks, and will make thee a burnt mountain. And they shall not take of thee a stone for a corner, nor a stone for foundations. But thou shalt be desolate forever, saith the Elohim. Set ye up a standard in the land. Blow the trumpet among the nations. Prepare the nations against her. Call together against her the kingdoms of Arat, Mini, and Ashkenaz. Appoint a captain against her, cause the horses to come up as the rough caterpillars. Prepare against her the nations with the kings of the Medes, the captains thereof, and all the rulers thereof, and all the land of his dominion. And the land shall tremble in sorrow. For every purpose of the Father shall be performed against Babylon. Woof! To make the land of Babylon a desolation without inhabitant. Now, again, this hasn't happened yet. Now, he did destroy Babylon, but he didn't make it desolate. The mighty men of Babylon have forborne to fight. They have remained in their holds. Their might have failed. They become as women. They have burned her dwelling places. Her bars are broken. This is what's about to happen. One post shall run to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to show the king of Babylon that his city is taken at one end, and that the passages are stopped, and the reeds they have burned with fire, and the men of war are frightened. So I saw on this TikTok some Israelis were going to Israel and to fight, and in their pride they were saying, Israel is not scared. We are not afraid. I was like, all right, nigga, good. You soon will be, nigga. For thus saith the Elohim of hosts, the Elohim of Israel. The daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. It is time to thresh her yet a little while, and the time her harvest shall come. This is what's happening. The harvest is here. Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babylon, hath devoured me. He hath crushed me. He hath made me an empty vessel. He hath showed me up like a dragon. He hath filled his belly with my delicacies. He hath cast me out. The violence done to me and to my flesh be upon Babylon, shall the inhabitants of Zion say. That's what we're saying. And my blood upon the inhabitants of Chaldea, shall Jerusalem say. That's what we say. That's the whole house right there. Therefore, thus saith the Elohim, behold, I will plead thy cause and take vengeance for thee, and I will dry up her sea and make her springs dry. And Babylon shall become heaps, a dwelling place for dragons, an astonishment and a hissing without inhabitant. They shall roar together like lions. They shall yell as lions yelp, as lions whelp. In their heat, I will make their feasts, and I will make them drunken, that they may rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake the Elohim. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with he-goats. How is Sheshach taken? And how is the praise of the whole earth surprised? How is Babylon become an astonishment among the nations? The sea is come up upon Babylon. She is covered with the multitudes of the waves thereof. Her cities are a desolation, a dry land and a wilderness, a land wherein no man dwells, neither doth any son of man pass thereby. And I will punish Bel in Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he hath swallowed up, and the nation shall not flow together any more unto him. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Elohim. And unless your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. See, that's what I'm saying. They're going to be like, oh, so-and-so did this. The issues are blowing. They're going to do nuclear war. A rumor shall both come one year, and after that, in another year, shall come a rumor. And violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Ruler against ruler. Therefore, behold, the days come. Ruler against ruler. That is, who's in rule? It ain't us. We ain't in rule. So we ain't got nothing to fear. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon, for the spoilers shall come unto her from the north, saith the Elohim. As Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away. Stand not still. Remember the Elohim afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. See, this is why I was talking about the third testament. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame hath covered our faces, for strangers are come into the sanctuaries of the Elohim's house. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith the Elohim, that I will do judgment upon her graven images, and through all her land the wounded shall groan. Though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet from me shall spoilers come unto her, saith the Elohim. A sound of a cry cometh from Babylon, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans, because the Father has spoiled Babylon and destroyed out of her the great voice. When her waves do roar like great waters, a noise of their voices uttered, because the spoilers come upon her, even upon Babylon, and her mighty men are taken. Every one of their bows is broken, for the Elohim of recompenses shall surely requite. And I will make drunk her princes and her wise men, her captains and her rulers and her mighty men, and they shall sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake, saith the king, whose name is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thus saith the Elohim of hosts, the broad walls of Babylon shall be utterly broken, and her high gates shall be burned with fire, and the people shall labor in vain, and the folk in the fire, and they shall be weary. the word which Jeremiah, the prophet, commanded Sariah, the son of Neriah, the son of Messiah, when he went with Zedekiah, the king of Judah, into Babylon in the fourth year of his reign. And this Sariah was a quiet prince. So Jeremiah wrote in a book all the evil that should come upon Babylon, even all these words that are written against Babylon. And Jeremiah said to Sariah, when thou comest to Babylon and shalt see and shalt read all these words, then shalt thou say, O Elohim, thou hast spoken against this place to cut it off, that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but that it shall be desolate forever. And it shall be, when thou hast made an end of reading this book, that thou shalt bind a stone to it and cast it in the midst of the Euphrates. And thou shalt say, thus shall Babylon sink, and shall not rise from that, from the evil that I will bring upon her, that I will bring upon her, not that I brought upon her, and they shall be weary. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah. So the last part there, what is it, 60 through 64? That's that land over there. That's that land over there. That's going to be desolate and done away with. He's going to bring waters up on that. You know, everybody thinks Babylon is here. No. We just the military arm of Babylon. Babylon is those who created debauchery, who came against us, who took our identity. They're the ones who created the system, but they are going to have to pay. This is why this is all that's happening now. This is why, you know, they were quiet for a minute and nobody said nothing about them, and now all of a sudden they at war against people who can't even fight back. They straight up bullies. The brutes, just like the rest of their people. I mean, this is a playbook straight out of the 20th century. Nothing new under the sun. That's how you know who's who and who ain't who. But the beautiful thing is that we get redeemed through all of this. We get to be still, we get to be quiet, we get to be clean, we get to be healed through all of this. That's why we don't have to be entertained in their madness. We can go through our life, we can go to our jobs, we can do what we need to do, smile, enjoy ourselves, knowing that our Father is with us, and move forward. We ain't got to worry about them. We don't have to be in fear. The moment that we're in fear, the moment that we fear, is the moment that we choose to be a Gentile. I mean, this is Jeremiah, you know. It don't sound like he had any fear when he was saying these things. Wasn't no fear ever in our people, except for after when we, in 70 AD, and when we destroyed our brother, when we helped in destroying our brother. Then after that, fear besieged us. Then after that, our free will was taken from us. Then after that, our spirit mourned for us. Then after that, we were raised up. Then after that, we get redeemed. Then after that, we find salvation. This is the times we're in, brethren, sisters. This is our turn. This is our time. Stand up. Be resolute in this. Eat our bread. Don't be entertaining their trinity of madness. Help them, but to a degree. If they come and say, do you stand with Israel? Say, of course I stand with Israel. Or, of course I stand with true Israel. And keep it moving. Because that's a trick bag. Why? Because they go, what do you mean, true Israel? What do you mean, what do I mean, true Israel? Yeah, what do you mean? What do you mean? See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? This is our turn. We no longer have to explain. We no longer have to bow down. We no longer have to entertain, because our Father got our back. We're watching them. What's the song? Watching you, watching me? No, we're watching them. That's it. They ain't even watching us. They can't see us. The Father has them blinded to see us. That's why we're able to do what we're doing right now. That's why we're able to do what we're doing. That's why this is so beautiful to watch, to be part of. But I love you, family. I do. I love our nation. I love our people. I love my listeners. I love my Father. I love this word. I love my family. I love my foes. But most importantly, I love myself. With all that love, I pass it on. I give love to everybody who loves my Father. Stay resolute. Eat our bread. Stay in my bakery if you need to. Or go get your own. Unleaven your bread. Kick out their Trinity. Mind our business. And enjoy the ride. All praises to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Elohim of Abram, Yitzhak, and Jacob. To our nation who is being risen up to see, to be the light that we were supposed to be. All praises. Shalom.